This is the Evolve or Remain podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Healy. I am a woman in midlife who has learned to dive into the unknown over and over again. Each time I took the leap, I was met with beautiful, expansive opportunities. The universe met me where I was. In this podcast, we unpack what it means to live on the growth edge, what it takes to embrace change for the sake of alignment, embodiment, and growth. After all, that is the only way to ascend into the best version of ourselves. I share my own experience of living on the growth edge, as well as methods and wisdom that have raised my vibration in order to inspire you to live an evolved and expanded life. This podcast is for you, my friend. I'm so glad we found one another. Let's dive in. Hi there, friend, and welcome back to the Evolve or Remain podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Healy. I'm so glad that you're here today. I have a special episode for you. In this episode, my friend and soul sister, Anna Zahn, returns to the podcast. And Anna was the first guest that I had on this podcast in January of 2023. Anna Zahn is an intuitive energy healer and the owner of the Wild Aura. Her passion is helping others free themselves from their past and encouraging them to reconnect with their heart-centered existence. Anna is a certified medical Reiki master, emotion code, body code, and gem method practitioner, and she now includes sound healing in her offerings. Anna believes in the power of healing from within and helps to awaken the healer within us all. In this special episode, Anna and I discussed our women's retreat, the Goddess Embodiment Retreat, that we are planning for May 11th in Landenburg, Pennsylvania. This is an activation by the Trinity Sisters, which is a term that Anna, myself, and our third soul sister, Tracy Makalak, have anointed ourselves. And here's some information about the gifted and embodied Tracy Makalak. Tracy Makalak is a movement healing artist using tools of yoga and dance to share the joy of expression through movement. Her greatest wish is to create a fun, warm, loving environment for students of all ages and all levels to feel confident in their bodies, tapping into playfulness and the joy of the present moment. Now, Tracy was not able to join us in this conversation today, but please listen and enjoy as Anna and I discuss what we are offering on this highly anticipated day. Now, on to our conversation. All right, Anna Zahn, welcome back to the Evolve or Remain podcast. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we have some fun things to share today about a special offering we have coming up. So exciting. Yes, so our first retreat we are offering here in this area, the Delaware, Pennsylvania area, it's in Landenburg, Pennsylvania, at the Landenburg Loft, which is a very special space that Anna and I met there, and we've spent a lot of time there as a community. It's a wellness space for, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as this beautiful, sacred, you walk through the doors and this space just feels so safe and just so well designed for healing and transformation.
Yeah.
And I would describe it as a wellness space in all aspects, mind, body, spirit. I feel like there's been so many beautiful events held there before and so many amazing connections that have been made in that space that feel really good. I always leave that space always feeling so good.
Yeah, same. I always say I feel like it's a magical place where magic happens because I've had some beautiful connections made there. I've just had my own revelations, realizations about myself. It's also beautifully curated by our friend Kristen Wister, who is a sacred lifestyle designer, interior designer. So there's pieces there from Morocco and all kinds of beautiful art.
Yeah.
And it just is very inviting. So we're excited to be offering it there.
Yes, her expertise in feng shui, just like you feel it when you walk in, like the energy to the space is, it feels so balanced and good when you walk in. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true, which is great. That's exactly how a wellness space should invite you in and make you feel that you already feel balanced and welcomed. So
yeah, I'm excited. So this retreat that we're co-hosting with Tracy as well is on Saturday, May 11th, the day before Mother's Day.
Yes, yes. That was so cool.
Divine alignment. Can we just say, feel that like unfolded?
Yes.
That tuning into goddess embodiment the day before Mother's Day, like tuning into that divine feminine energy is just so amazing how that fell into place just like that.
Yeah, it just seems perfect. That's the date that worked out for us. Yes. So let's see. We can start sharing about what you can expect when you arrive to this retreat. So it's going to be about 5 hours, I think 10 to 3, something like that.
Yeah, 10 to 3 p.m.
That's right. And we're hoping it's going to be a beautiful day because there is an outdoor space along the water that is just so beautiful and healing. So we're really hoping that we can use that. But if we can't, we will have the beautiful loft. You're going to come in, you'll be welcomed, have an opportunity to just connect with others, just chat a little bit, have a sip of something if you want a coffee or a tea, it'll be in the morning. And then we're going to invite everybody to the sound bath space, right, Anna? That's going to be the first section where you're just going to kind of settle in on your mat and enjoy a beautiful sound bath, which Anna's going to provide.
Yes, I'm so excited for that. Yeah, we have a beautiful flow of this event that kind of really, and you had described this before as taking people on a journey and through this journey of transformation throughout the day. And, you know, the first portion is really like connecting and getting settled in and grounded in the space and what it is to explore goddess embodiment and what that means and what that looks like and just kind of going over some of that stuff. And then we get to really step into and empower the goddess with Tracy's yoga flow section. And then from the yoga flow section, we get to flow into the sound bath portion, which I'm really excited to be able to offer. So my background is intuitive energy healing. One of the things that has always resonated with me is sound healing, tones and frequencies and the way that the vibrations move through the physical vessel. It just has always, music and certain tones have always hit me in a way that whether that is emotionally, whether my body responds to that in some way, I think we all know what it feels like to hear a song and you just get immediate goosebumps all over your body because it's moving. There's something in the frequencies and the tones that's really resonating and striking a deeper chord within, whether that is something that's connecting us to past life stuff, this life stuff, maybe even things that, you know, tones and frequencies that we experience in our mother's womb. We experience frequencies in all different ways and walks of life. So for me, I got into wanting to be able to offer something that had such a huge transformation within my own life because when I started noticing and tuning into really dropping into my body, I didn't really realize what my connection to sound was until I had my first Reiki experience. The girl was playing sound bowls. And as she played the sound bowls, I was seeing the colors of the sound and the energy center that she was playing the bowls for.
Wow.
Yeah. My first Reiki session was the first time that my whole life flipped upside down. I went from like not knowing anything about energy healing and, you know, tones, frequencies, all that stuff and intuitive abilities. Didn't know anything about that, that was like a world that happened and an experience that can be had and a skill set that can be developed. I had no idea. And so when I was seeing these like dancing tie-dye colors of these tones as color, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then when I described it back, she was like, oh, you were seeing the root and you were seeing the sacral center and you know, and then I would see these tone, like green colors around the heart. And it was just amazing that being able to associate color and sound just with my eyes closed and being able to see that, I was just blown away. That was my first experience.
That's really special. That is not everyone's first experience. But that's amazing. It really impacted you. Yeah.
I mean, you can't go back from that. Once you have experience like that, you're like, what is real? What is happening? So it just was wild. And then when I really started understanding my connection to sound was I was at a Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat, and the tones and the frequencies that he uses during his guided meditations is just so powerful. And sound bowls are played within, they're kind of the low hum in the background and different harmonic frequencies. It just really drops you out of the mind and into the body. And that was the first time I got past that inner monkey mind battle of like, no, just relax. Just stop having thoughts. Like, what are you doing? Stop thinking about what you have to do later. It's fine. Just relax. And as soon as I was able to really surrender the mind, the thoughts that I was experiencing, and allowed my body to take over, the intelligence system that my body has, it's almost being able to think out every single thought you have in your head, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And then your body starts responding in the way that we're naturally designed to do, but our mind, our ego gets in the way of that. And so that was the first time. That was a 5-hour meditation. The first 2 hours were a battle of monkey mind. And then after I surrendered, it was my whole body just shook. It was shaking out trauma. It was releasing. It would come out as almost like tics or convulsions of just like shaking. It wasn't painful. It wasn't blissful. It was just my body responding, doing what it needed to do without my mind in the way. So after I had that experience, I was just like, oh my gosh, I have too many common themes here where sound plays a large role in my life. That's one of the exciting pieces that I'm just like, my heart is so full being able to provide a sound bath that allows people to go there and really drop out of the mind and into the body and notice what tones sit well with your body, what makes you tense up. It's a journey of just really reconnecting with your body. And I feel like it's so easy for us to be disconnected and not feel things because sometimes it can be too painful to feel. But when we're brave enough and have the courage to really surrender and relax into what we're feeling, a lot of things can come up. I've been in sound baths where I had no thoughts or memories associated to my experience that I was having in the present moment, but I was tearing up and I had no association to what is making me cry right now. And it wasn't anything sad. It wasn't anything happy. Just my body was releasing. And so these are the types of experiences that when we drop into the sound bath opportunity, I'm just really excited to be able to provide for people.
Yes, that's so beautiful. Yes, it's so healing. And as you were talking, I was just made a couple notes thinking that when we talk about goddess energy, there's lots of different elements to that, but I feel like the basis of it is being able to be intuitive, to receive, and to focus on what is your body telling you and to get out of the mind. That to me is embodying goddess energy, is being in your body and listening to your body and whatever it's telling you, surrendering and receiving. That is the feminine, that is the goddess. You know, the different elements that we're going to be providing on this retreat are all to get you to be able to let go of that spinning monkey mind and just get out of it, just to facilitate that process. Some of us are really working on that in our daily life, but not everybody is. And so if we can give people a little taste of what that feels like and the transformation of that or whatever comes up through this day, these different elements that we're going to be offering are really helpful to get through that period. Yeah.
It's so empowering to be in that feminine space of receiving, because especially as a mom, I have two little ones, you know, talk about Mother's Day coming up. There is so much that we give as a parent, especially as a mom who has that deep nurturing connection already. It's just in our nature and in our biology. And so how often do we allow ourselves to actually sit, rest, and receive. It's not too often because we're constantly on the go. Even if you're an independent single woman out there running around, you know, you still have stuff going on. And how often do we take the time to really slow down? We're just trying to keep up in this rat race societally that has said, hey, you got to do this and this and do all the activities and, you know, have a life over here and work, work, work. So deprogramming and just stepping back from that for a second has such a huge impact on filling our cup. I feel like most of us operate from a cup that just is so depleted and we have nothing else to give because we haven't filled it for ourselves. Absolutely. And this is such a beautiful way to slow down and honor yourself and give yourself a break from life. I mean, you know, as soon as you can break those patterns of like what we're used to, the biggest changes happen when Absolutely. We step aside of what our normal day looks like and be able to be in a space like this where anything can happen in that unknown space, which is beautiful.
Yes, no, I agree. And it's funny because I just recorded a podcast that'll come out before this one that is all about divine masculine and feminine and all of the different issues. And so that is one thing I spent a lot of time talking about is just the go, go, go. You know, in our patriarchal society where we're supposed to achieve, 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 and that isn't really what the feminine is. The feminine is nurturing, of course, but filling your cup first. So hopefully we have people that understand what that actually means, people who will be coming, but if not, you will be definitely experiencing something new and learning to tap in. Yeah. So let's see. I guess we can talk more about the process of this day. So Tracy's beautiful flow. I know she's going to be bringing in some goddess energy and elements to what she's doing. I'm sure it'll be so creative and fun. She always is. Yeah.
She always feels so good in her classes. Like when she teaches Zumba and yoga, she just is so like a words of affirmation. You're constantly receiving like these beautiful compliments as you're doing these movements. And I love her when she steps into her guidance and leadership in that way in classes. She's amazing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like she definitely makes you feel seen. She'll compliment individual people, make you just laugh probably during the yoga flow. Like it's fun, you know?
And
bring symbols in and it'll be very fulfilling, I think. It'll definitely be something different, not a typical yoga flow. It'll just easily go right into the sound bath. So we're hoping that's just going to be seamless, where we'll go right from, you know, the end of the flow, getting comfortable, getting into and going through the sound bath. And then towards the end of the sound bath, I'll offer a meditation. So we'll start to kind of come out of listening to only sounds. It'll get a little quieter. And then we'll go through a guided meditation, which will bring in some goddess energy as well, just coming out of your deeper level sleep or whatever state you're in and kind of coming into a little bit more of consciousness. And then we're going to do some journaling on the meditation. So kind of taking some time to put into words what you experienced up until then. It could be anything that came up through the flow, through the sound bath. You know, at this point, I would think we're going to be feeling pretty stimulated, we're going to be in a different state than we started. So that should be, I'm really hoping it can be outside, but that should be a time to start to integrate. Yeah, I really hope it can be outside. And then from there is when we were going to go and do the sharing circle. I just want to make sure I'm getting everything in the right order. Yeah. I think that was what was going to happen next. So that's my piece. The meditation and the sharing circle is going to be an opportunity where I will create a safe space. So this is something that's really near and dear to my heart, which is a chance to really share vulnerably, but in a space where you know you're safe. And that's my job, is to make sure that the guidelines of a safe space are shared with everyone. We're not there to tell anybody what to do. Nobody's there to fix or give advice. It's just a space where you're sharing what came up. Whatever you're experiencing that day or that week, or something's on your mind, or your body's going through something because they've just already, you know, changed frequencies and it's experienced something different. and an opportunity to kind of get that out, to use your throat chakra, to use your voice, and to get the energy moving in a different way. So now, you know, we've used sound, we've used body movement. And so now we're going to actually get into the emotions and use our voice. And I will say that oftentimes that's scary for people. That's maybe a little scarier than what's already happened in the retreat. You know, the movement and the sound bath is more receiving. Yes, you do participate in the movement portion, but when people have to start to use their voice, it often gets scary. But I also have known and seen and experienced that it's so healing that when we say the words, whatever that is, something that we have been holding in or something we know to be true, and then we're sharing it in community that's safe, a lot of magic happens. And tears are welcome. It can be a very emotional, vulnerable space, but that's also part of this healing process that we're trying to guide you through on this retreat. So we're using different modalities. The sharing circle could last a while, depending on how many people we have attending, because everybody kind of gets their chance to speak out whatever it is they need. And sometimes there's some back and forth. Sometimes people notice that what they shared resonates with someone else, and someone else is hearing what someone else shared, and they have something to piggyback off of that, or they want to share their experience, and connections and bonds are often made in that space. So I guess I should also just talk a little bit about me. I talked about the circle, but I didn't really share like what I do and who I am. And so I'm at a point right now, I've been a therapist for many years, a speech language pathologist. People who listen to this podcast probably know, but I'm sure there could be some new listeners who want to hear about this retreat. And so communication has been like a big theme in my life, in my career. So I've shifted into coaching and offering workshops that involve sharing circles with different themes and elements and different ways. But that's just something, creating the safe space is something that's very comfortable for me, just dealing with people's emotions, working in healthcare, kind of seen it all. So nothing really, I can handle your energy. I can handle your emotion. So I have been told that I make people feel very safe and comfortable. So that's what we want in order for the sharing circle to do what it's supposed to do, to heal you, is that we really need, you know, for people to be able to go there and to be able to kind of share whatever it is that comes up. And that is really a nice connection, a space where we start now connecting with others who are in the group, not only within ourselves. So then from there, we're going to move on and go to our break where we'll offer some yummy food, lunch.
Little tapas action.
Little tapas. Yeah. And I think that should flow really nicely from a time when people were talking and they were already integrating and interacting. And now it's in a more casual way where have our lunch, just take a little break. And then we got into some real fun.
Yeah, I love it. And just to like add to your beautiful sharing circle, it is such a liberating feeling to get things off your chest that just have been lingering, because that sometimes feels like a damp, wet, heavy coat. And when you can finally express that, it is so liberating and freeing. And what you're doing is really freeing up energetic space in your field, in your physical vessel. And so, you know, a lot of people after experiencing that type of release through expression will say they feel like they're walking on cloud nine, or I feel light as a feather. There's a reason. You literally just opened up so much space. And the liberating feeling to that, that is freedom. That's what allows us to be in a really expansive space.
Yes, I really appreciate you mentioning that, because I'm getting caught up in, you know, so many different elements that I wanted to share about it. But it makes me think of a specific example of someone who was in one of my sharing circles a couple months ago, who was right away ready to share. I think she came to the circle knowing that she had to share this one thing. And knowing that it was safe, I know she knows me, and knowing that she didn't know anyone else there, I think is often really helpful for people, where you don't feel like you're there to please, you know, your sister or your mom or whoever else, right? And she shared something, and it was about a physical issue she was having. She was on the fence about having surgery and knew that she should. And it had a debilitating thing that had was like a chronic thing that had been going on for years. And she shared it in the circle, you know, made some connections. And she left saying that she feels like she's on a completely different chapter in her life. She's getting the surgery. She said that circle was pivotal to me moving forward. And I was just like, that's what I want to hear. That was lovely.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. That's the deep transformation that I'm really most excited to be able to create for people in that space, because it allows for clarity to come through. It allows for just the space that is non-judgmental and can be you're sharing with sisters. And even if you don't know the people there, it almost allows you to create new, deeper connections with people that really see you. They can see you because this is the deepest stuff that sometimes we carry. And if we're have the courage to be able to liberate that and express that, so much transformation happens. So yes. I'm really excited for your circle.
I think thank you. Yeah.
So beautiful. And yeah, just so fun. Healing. So healing.
It really is. I have really noticed at the end of, you know, when we convene, people are exchanging phone numbers and making different connections for in different ways. So, you know, it does become that it feels like sisters once you're sharing things that are really so deep. And what you really just need somebody to get it going, and then people feel more comfortable to do that.
You know, I'm here to share whatever.
Yes.
Being a projector and all.
Right. Yes, I just need a couple projectors in there, right?
Okay, you got projectors out there.
All right, if you know your projector.
Yeah. So I'm excited because connections are already going to happen on a deeper level, and then we get to soften into just expanding that connection with sitting and taking a break and sharing even more. I'm sure that there's more that's shared even during the break with other women and just the connections that'll happen there. And then, like you said, we get to get into the fun portion after our break, which is tapping into intuitive body movement. And I think sometimes people hear that and they're like, what does that even mean?
Right. Well, that's why we're here today.
Yes, exactly. This is exactly why I want to have this conversation. I think it's great. So when we think of divine feminine energy or goddess energy, it is creative. It's intuitive. It is emotional. It is a state of receiving. It is allowing yourself to really get out of the mind and into the body. And sound, this is another portion of the sound aspect that we kind of go on this dance journey to full expression of what it is to just move intuitively. So really guiding people to dropping again into their body. And can you tune into what grass feels like on your foot or both feet? And maybe it's not just the grass itself, but can you feel one blade of grass underneath your feet? I mean, that is pure presence. That presence is so powerful. And, you know, I love to share my experience with taking Tracy's Zumba classes that turned into this divine flow class that she started to offer. And just to take you there, my experience was my very first Zumba class. I used to do Zumba before I had kids. And, you know, I'd love to go and just kind of like dance around and just enjoy myself. And it was part of something that lit me up, like parts of my inner child that weren't really able to do dance classes. I was an athlete my whole life, very much in like masculine energy.
Right.
And dance was just something that reconnected me to that feminine energy that gets to be a little bit more girly and a little bit more gentle and soft with my movements, as opposed to lifting weights and, you know,
right.
Playing a lacrosse ball and like tackling people on a rugby field. It's so different. The contrast is just insane. And when I found that, I was like, whoa, I didn't realize how uncomfortable I was being in my feminine because I was so used to being in masculine energy. you're talking about my childhood was like, we wrestled after dinner. I have two older sisters. There's three girls. And my dad was like a wrestler. And our after dinner activity was wrestling until somebody cried. Like, what up? You know? And it was just, we were little tomboys. That's
right.
We were a tomboy. So when I started taking Zumba with Tracy, I started realizing how insecure I was about moving my body in a feminine way. And I was so judgmental of myself and others of like, wow, that person is so comfortable and they know all the moves. And I'm like, these are all the thoughts that come through as I'm taking her dance classes. And as I'm Zumbaing, which sounds so simple, but it was so profound, the transformation that happened after doing at least 6 months of her classes, I was having all of this awareness that was happening around the thoughts that were coming through while I was dancing. And each time I went from like being really constricted with my body movement to expanding a little bit more and taking up a little bit more space. And I was starting to care less about what I looked like when I moved. I worked through so many insecurities and fears in that class that I just thought, oh my gosh, this is transformation. This is healing. And there was a part of me that just was tapping into that divine flow that just kept expanding.
And you were very present, Anna, also. Like you made an effort and you were intentional in recognizing the thoughts and not wanting them and wanting to the freedom, which is a really key part because I think people can go to these classes for years and years and years and still not get to that point. But you didn't want to have those thoughts and those judgments.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You were like, that's not helping me. That's holding me back.
Yeah. The thoughts weren't serving me. And I knew that our thought patterns play such a huge role in our mind-body connection and how that impacts us even on a physical level. I mean, we
totally
constantly talking negative to ourselves. It affects us in so many ways, mind, body, spirit. So I did. I had the intention of going in there and becoming aware and allowing and surrendering to, oh, okay, I'm having these thoughts. Okay, why am I having these thoughts? And just leaving each class being like, okay, I want to feel empowered when I move my body, whether that is in a masculine way, a feminine way, whatever societal programming has shown us and taught us along the way. I was just ready to let go of all of it because I didn't want that taking up energetic space in my head. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it. And I wanted to feel more empowered and more really honoring like who I am and what I came here to do and be my purpose. I know that sounds like a lot for just a Zumba class, but I got to tell you, moving your body in a way that stepping into may feel uncomfortable or not familiar, it just continues to expand your comfort zone to a place where you begin to really step into your fullest expression.
Right.
And that's what I saw happening in my experience. So as we guide this portion of the women's retreat, it's inviting people to really tune into their body in a different way. And if your foot was to guide you, what would it want to do? And just trusting yourself. I think the other piece that I learned through that experience was how much I didn't trust myself and how to relearn to trust myself again that, okay, this is what your body really wants to do and is telling you it wants to do, but you're rejecting it because you think you're going to be judged for it if you move this way or in a way that feels more feminine or maybe even sexual, depending on the programming that happens from you know, a religious standpoint or parental standpoint. There's so many belief systems that get thrown at you at a young age that, well, I wasn't really taught to move that way. And I was taught that moving that way is bad or whatever the belief is.
And we don't even know we have the belief until we start to be challenged and doing something like this.
Yes. Exactly.
I just want to interject just because I just want people to understand that this portion, intuitive dance is not going to be like, okay, now I want you to make a turn. It isn't going to be a guided dance routine.
Correct.
This is going to be music playing And you are moving your body however you want to. Not Tracy or Anna saying, okay, grapevine to the left. None of that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add.
Sorry. So yeah, I shared the Zumba story. And really it is to really disconnect from guidance from an outside source. It is totally to go inward and
get lost in the music.
Get lost in yourself and in the music. It's practicing listening and trusting that intuitive voice that is telling you, move this way or soften, or maybe get low and gritty and grounded, or, you know, whatever that intuitive download or ping is for you. Or even if you just feel it in your heart, oh, I just want to get big with my energy because it's been suppressed for so long. This is the opportunity to honor that beautiful, loving voice that is constantly guiding us from the highest perspective. And so we'll go through some guided aspects of it, but really once the guidance is there, it is to trust the intuitive knowing of how to move your body and moving it in a way that feels good for you and going, expanding your comfort zone as much as you are ready to and willing to. And so we'll go on a bit of a dance journey. And then what I'm most excited for is we're just going to honor the goddess, each goddess at the very end. The way that we're ending this retreat is in such an empowering, just uplifting way that I am just so excited to really get a gauge from how people feel when they walk in to how they're going to leave. I can guarantee you that the way they feel when they leave is just going to be so liberated and so empowered because we're really working with what it is to be in our feminine, our goddess energy. And the power behind that, you can't define it. You can't define it. It's so amazing.
Yes. So the journey of, you know, as we talked about, the beginning, your body flowing, going into the sound bath, doing the sharing, using your voice, connecting with people. So hopefully by the time we get to this major release of the intuitive dance, you're not worrying about what anyone else is doing. You're not like, it's not about how do I look right now?
Yeah.
Do I look weird because I want to do shake my hips or whatever it is that, it's really at this point, just letting go and having fun and releasing.
Yeah.
And so we're really hoping that this process and the way that we designed it is going to facilitate that. And we think it will. We think
I have no doubt in my mind. I have no doubt in my mind that is really going to offer an opportunity for people to really heal some deep wounds and some really heavy limiting beliefs that have held them back from really being in their fullest expression and their
goddess,
authentic goddess self, whatever that looks like for them. I really do think that there's going to be some major transformations. And so I'm so excited for this and the connection with women. And we're on that energy this year and the next 20 years is the rise of the divine feminine.
Yes.
The rise of the feminine.
This is the beginning of it.
We are just at the initial opening to this. It's not just this year. This is so much bigger.
The future. Absolutely.
This is. So I'm excited for the women that are ready to really do this, you know?
Yes, have fun. And it will be a fun day. You will leave feeling like you made friends.
Yes.
That's another piece of it. And you will leave feeling like, wow, I really carried a lot with me and I feel better. I feel different. I feel lighter. And then what do you want to do with that when you leave?
So much can happen.
I know. We're so excited.
It's a beautiful thing when you've like healed some of those things and you walk away, you're in alignment with your confidence and you're fully embodied in this like high vibrational frequency that just you walk through the world with. I sometimes after doing some of this work and being in these spaces, I feel like I'm an inch taller. I feel like I stand up straighter and I carry myself in more of a
confident
way, but not a boastful way. It's like, I feel like I'm walking through, like I'm not carrying anything heavy and I walk with this light. It feels light. Like I'm just a walking light bulb.
Yeah, no, I can relate. I feel like it's almost like you are deeper in who you are.
Yes.
So this confidence is true, but it's like you feel more rooted in who you are, and who you weren't is all the stuff that was left behind, all that conditioning and all the stuff that told us that we shouldn't do this or that.
All the math. All the layers gone.
Yeah, we all know that all of these different modalities facilitate that. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I am too. It's going to be fun.
So I guess to just go back over the initial details. So I guess real quick, and I know Tracy's not here for this, but this is an activation, an invitation by the Trinity Sisters.
Oh, yes.
we kind of defined it as the Trinity Sisters because there's three of us, Tracy, Lisa, and I. It is an activation. It is an invitation to be activated and to be really step into and level up in a way. Or should I say, dropping in more to the authentic self. And so our Goddess Embodiment Women's Retreat is on Saturday, May 11th. It is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Landenberg Loft. It is the day before Mother's Day, and we are so excited to invite people to this. I'm so excited to see all the women that show up and are ready for this deep transformation and this really stepping into what it is to be in feminine energy. So.
Absolutely. Yes, it's going to be fun. It's for you. If any of this resonates with you, if you feel like you've been just kind of heavy, if you feel like you know you can live a better life, you're not as confident as you want to be, you know that there's things you want to do that are maybe holding you back, you don't know why you're not able to do them, this could shift things in a major way for anybody in any way, emotionally, for career, for love, any of those things. This could create major shifts.
And I feel like if you don't have one of the other pieces is if you don't have a space where you feel like you can share or, you know, emotionally safe space to be able to express yourself, this is just going to give you the opportunity to do that and make those deeper connections where you will walk away with people that you then can turn to if you need to express something. I think that when we hold back and we suppress all of that, it just builds up. And it is that heaviness that we walk throughout the day and we're like, oh, I just, it's fatiguing. It's tiring to carry this stuff with us. So I'm really excited for the opportunity to connect and express and surrender to some of the stuff.
It's going to be beautiful. Yes, yeah. I'm really excited too. Well, I know we'll be sharing more as we get closer, but this was fun, Anna. It was a fun conversation. Thank you for coming on and sharing all of your wisdom, all of your experiences. I'm sorry Tracy couldn't be here, but we will share more with her too.
So excited. Oh, and if you need a way to celebrate Mother's Day, what an awesome way to really honor the feminine and celebrate Mother's Day with treating yourself to self-care and healing and nourishing community. I feel like it's a perfect opportunity to really celebrate yourself.
Yes, I agree. It's a gift to yourself. It doesn't have to be, you know, this is something that you bring your mom or a family member. This is just a gift to yourself as a woman, whether you're a mother or aren't a mother. Just a feminine gift. Yeah.
Love it.
All right. Well, thank you, Anna. Looking forward to it. Thanks for coming on and chatting.
Yay.
Thank you for listening. You can find the link to register for the Goddess Embodiment Retreat in the show notes. And I just want to add a few personal notes about Anna and Tracy. Anna is a gifted healer. I have had Reiki sessions with her, as well as emotion and body code readings, and I found great integration and healing from her sessions. I highly recommend her services. Tracy's yoga, dance, and Zumba class offerings do not disappoint. She brings a charisma, an embodiment to her classes that doesn't compare to anyone I've ever experienced. She's fiery and passionate, as well as sensitive and connected to her attendees. Tracy will see you. I am linking offerings from both Anna and Tracy in the show notes.
Well, that's it for this episode. You are worthy. You are loved. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It is my greatest desire to inspire you to take leaps and dives into the unknown in order to expand your life. If this content resonated with you, it would mean so much to me if you would rate and review this on Apple Podcasts. That is another way for me to spread my knowledge and experience with those who need to hear it. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on Instagram or join my free Facebook group, Evolve or Remain Life Coaching. All of the links are in the show notes. I'll see you for the next episode.